Community Conversations on KCHA are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And we're going to be joined with Megan Nyberg this morning. She is coming from the Charles City School District. I'm going to be talking about the ELL Culture Fair coming up on Saturday, March 21st. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. Hopefully you stay dry on the way in this morning.
Yep.
Could be worse, I guess. It could be snow. Well, first off, Meg, for listeners who may not be familiar with it, talk about what ELL, that program is here in Charles City at the schools and what it does.
Yeah, the ELL program serves English language learners, so students who come in speaking a native language that is not English. There are four of us in our department, my colleague Jenny, my colleague Susie, and my colleague Nick. We serve all of the school buildings, and we work with students to help them learn how to read, write, speak, and listen and comprehend English.
Excellent. Now, your program is hosting that culture fair. And that is set for Saturday, March 21st. Talk about what inspired that idea to organize that event.
Yeah, so my colleague Jenny is from Postville, which is a small and very diverse city. And their town actually holds a culture fair, like the city puts it on, not just the school.
Oh, cool.
And so people come and have booths and they display their culture with food and games and clothing. And so she's always wanted to bring that here. And then I spent my first 10 years teaching abroad at international schools. And that's always like a big project at the international schools is their international fairs where everybody comes and shows their culture or a culture that they feel connected to. So both of us have kind of experienced that outside of Charles City. We moved into the ELL department the same year, so it's our fourth year, and we kind of feel like now we have our feet under us and can move forward with these plans.
Perfect. So what can people expect when they attend that culture fair coming up later on this month? Is there going to be food, performances, displays? Talk about what we can expect.
Yeah, we'll have about 10 tables of people who are involved in the schools, so our students and their families. And then we have three people coming in from a company called Cultural in Des Moines. So they have ambassadors all over Iowa that are from different cultures. And these people have performances and they do workshops with schools or with people. And so we have them coming in to set up booths. It'll be like an open fair style. So you come in, you walk around. The World Cultures class at the high school is doing displays for all of the tables, so they're learning about the different cultures that we have represented here in Charles City. And then the families will be like hosting their table, so they'll have food samples. Some of them will have artifacts or clothing. We're trying to get some students from our department to run a games table with some some typical games from their culture, so it'll be laid back, just kind of walk around. We're hoping to get people to, you know, talk to the families, ask them questions, learn more about their cultures, and just kind of enjoy seeing all the diversity we have in Charles City.
That is an awesome program. Now, Meg, talk about, one of the goals of the event is, like you mentioned, helping people learn different cultures. Can you talk about some of the cultures or countries that's going to be represented later on this month?
Yeah, so we have students from different areas of Mexico, and so they'll be kind of showing how their region or area is unique. We have families from Nicaragua, Canada, Cuba, Korea. I'm trying to think of all the other ones. Actually, my family is going to be doing Ecuador and Morocco, where we lived for 7 combined years, so we'll be teaching a little bit about that.
Cool, cool. So is this culture fair mainly for students and families in the school district, or is it opened up to all community members?
Yeah, it's open up to all community members. We're selling the tickets at the school just for ease of us keeping track of the money and the tickets, but we're hoping to get community members there. We actually have community businesses sponsoring tables, so they will be connected with like a particular table, and then for sponsoring, they get 2 tickets to kind of get some community businesses in as well.
Oh, great. We are speaking with Meg Nyberg this morning on Community Conversations about the Charles City Schools ELL Culture Fair coming up Saturday, March 21st. And for anybody listening, Meg, who would like to come out and support the event, can you remind us of where it's going to be at and anything else people should bring or know before attending?
Yeah, it'll be Saturday, March 21st from 11 to 12 in the Charles City Middle School gym. You do need to purchase a ticket beforehand. You can do that at Washington School Front Office, Lincoln School Front Office, or the Middle School Front Office. You can also contact Jenny Mose, jmose at charles-city.k12.ia.us.
Sounds about right.
And she can reserve some tickets for you. We do have limited number. It's only 40 tickets for this year, plus our sponsor have separate tickets. So if you're interested, head to one of the offices as soon as you can and pick those tickets up.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you very much. Once again, Saturday, March 21st, the Charles City Schools ELL Culture Fair. Get your tickets. Is there anything that I missed that you'd like to promote for the event?
I don't know. It'll be $10 a ticket. I'm not sure if I said that.
Yes, that's a good point. Cost.
Yep. And then our three cultural ambassadors, if I could talk a little bit about them. We have somebody from the Philippines coming. So she's going to be talking about like a day in the life of the Philippines, kind of their music, their games, their activities, their food, their clothing, what they do for fun. We have somebody coming from Latin America to talk about the history of salsa music. She's going to talk about like how it came from Africa to the Caribbean, the different instruments that have been involved in making salsa music. And I think people get a chance to like make their own little salsa rhythms with
it. Oh,
even
better.
And then we have a man who's a part of the Rosebud Sioux tribe in South Dakota. So he'll be coming and telling Native American stories. He's going to bring some artifacts and some dress so that people can see those.
Excellent. Well, that's an awesome program. Very informative. And it's coming up Saturday, March 21st. Tickets are $10. And you can get those where, once again?
At the Charles City Middle School Front Office, Lincoln Front Office, or Washington Front Office.
Okay, perfect. Well, I hope you have a great career fair. I hope it's packed for you. And if you have any other updates, let us know.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. That was Meg Nyberg from the Charles City Community School District talking about the ELL Culture Fair.